Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything Is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday, who in your life comes to mind when you consider envy? Record and listen.
I'll tell you, Ashwini, you sound a little tiny bit stroby.
Okay, well, let me move my operation to somewhere that's hopefully not that stroby.
You sound better all the time.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Laura.
Hello, Laura.
Good morning. Can you hear
Aloha.
Me okay?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So I just actually got unmuted as I joined the call. So we're talking about envy today, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, great. So what I've noticed with all of the who do you think of when you think of is I'm kind of bouncing back and forth between different ages. Like the person who's answering the question is like embarrassment was middle school and fear was very, very young. And envy, I don't have an answer to that. The specifics of my answer was I envy people who can see and don't appreciate it. And that really surprised me because I didn't know that.
So you envy people who can see and don't appreciate it. Is that the same emotion? The same, would you describe?
No, the judgment is different than the first feeling of not being good enough. And then, you know, and then of course I look at, well, look at all of my senses that work perfectly. Do I appreciate them? Right.
Which is a very large kind of spiritual discussion, isn't it? there's that quote about something about, you know, the thing that we humans do best is take things for granted. That sort of feeling that we don't really appreciate things until they're gone.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
The old song from, was it the 60s or 70s? Don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was interesting to me because I was very young when my mother died, and at an age where people vocally hated their parents. And, of course, you know, most girls hated their mothers. And I used to just go into such a rage of, well, you know, then I wish it had been your mother and not mine. And so wondering if there's that's where that came from in me, wondering if there's some resentment or anger toward people who don't appreciate something that you would really appreciate if you had it back.
Yeah, it's a pretty harsh judgment sometimes. Yeah.
Which we can sense comes from deep pain.
Yeah, that never occurred to me.
It's layered, isn't it?
It's layered. It's very, it's very textured.
So I had another question for you about that. So you saw yourself at different ages with the different emotions or the different feelings or whatever we want to call them. Were the people that came to mind current, or were the people who came to mind appropriate to the age of the person who was having the experience?
Yeah, the latter. Yes.
So in middle school, you remembered the
embarrassing
situation.
Right.
And the people who were involved in that, not current time people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the love one was more current. You know, who do I think about when I think about love?
Yeah. So that, to me, that gets interesting because if I feel embarrassed now, probably that same middle school person is there, even though I'm experiencing the it in current time with somebody in current time.
Right. So it's like it activates that older part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the response is the same as that age.
Yeah. 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 Oh, it's also interesting, isn't it?
It is.
You know, you think that everybody in the world would want to do awareness practice all the time. It's so fascinating.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Fascinating. It's totally fascinating.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you,
Laura.
So much.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Laura.
Whoa, Ashwini. You have gone beyond strobe. So wait, because all we have to do is acknowledge it, and then it straightens right up. So let's try it again.
There was just so much in that conversation, and the last part which you mentioned about how interesting it all is, right? That when we're so present to our experience, nuances like that just jump out at us, that I'm at a particular age projecting something on something current, or when I am, you know, there's just so many layers to it. But the one that really jumped out for me is that place of the pain that you're talking about, that that is at the root of so much that we have to survive, right? That envy is almost the mutation of the pain of being told that we don't have something, of the ego process of not enough in us.
Mm-hmm. Of loss or lack or deprivation.
Yeah, that instead of staying with the pain of whatever the experience is, it gets translated into something that separates us out of a negation of something that we're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wish I could remember what it is now, but I just read your Musings article yesterday, and in it you say something very much like, there's something in that very much like that, of seeing something on the surface that gives us a, anyway, never mind. I'm not clear enough that.
And I can't remember it enough that I know what you're talking about. Okay.
All right. Well, people will read it, and it'll either be in there or I made it up. Yeah. Mm. All right.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Rob from Minnesota.
Well, hello, Rob.
Hi. I just, first of all, want to say just a giant thank you to both of you and to everybody else, and to signal that I've been here. I haven't been able to call at this time most days, but I have been here, and I have been practicing very successfully with not paying any attention to whether the assignments are done right on the day or a few days later.
Your attention has moved from ego's judgment and competition and comparison, and to just doing the assignments and enjoying the insights that are produced therefrom.
Exactly that. Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's any, the voices started nattering, we just go look at the playlist. There they all are.
There's the cast.
So anyway, just so appreciative of this ongoing chance to practice. It's just amazing.
It really is, isn't it? There's nothing like being together on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You know, Rob, we can see why back in the olden days, people who really wanted to practice would leave their home and they, you know, I'm thinking of Japan. Mm-hmm. They just walk for, you know, whatever weeks or months or whatever it is, and then they would get to the place where they could practice with people all the time, and with the knowledge that they may never see the place that they left behind. And now,
yep.
We can practice together every day all over the world.
It's amazing. Just, you know, as I'm waking up every morning, there's the recording. There, uh-huh. You know, a half an hour of spending time with wonderful people doing fascinating investigations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Really, really amazing.
Uh-huh.
As far as the envy assignment, I sat with it for a while and kind of came to an early 20s sense of kind of fairness, which is, ooh. I've recognized for a while as kind of a hot button, you know, that mm-hmm. fairness is a quick slide to hell, that concept.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of around economic issues and, you know, people over here working this hard and they have this and people over here, you know, like, and, but.
Who don't look like they're working at all.
Right. And then, it's become a kind of practice habit when those pains come up, because I could sort of, just the concept of fairness could fan those flames and start a little fire, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I've gotten in the habit of like, well, of the tricks that in our bag of tricks, is there, you know, medicine in our medicine bag? Like, what is a medicine? What is a medicine that would work with this?
Uh-huh.
And uh-huh. What dropped in was kind of sympathetic joy recordings that have been really helpful to me in the last few years. And so I sort of tried on, you know, I appreciate your strengths. And it was like, oh, okay, that feels pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the other ones that I love on the recordings is I celebrate your success. And it's like, oh, that helps.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. then, interestingly, the third one, I see your effort. And I went, oh, that's what unknots that envy and fairness. I just being, hearing that voice that says, Rob, I see your effort.
Mm-hmm. That's so big, isn't it? Because if you're not getting the, in quotes, reward, and it's not just you, okay? I mean, this is a deeply conditioned cultural belief that if you're not reaping the rewards, well, you're just not trying hard enough. I mean, it's really
exactly.
your fault. You should, you know, you can look at those people and they're making hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and it's because they're working really hard and trying really hard, and you're not.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and to realize, I often go to a place of, you want to talk about working hard. You know, a single mother of three children working two or three minimum wage jobs, trying, you know, that's working hard.
Yes.
Right? But
yes.
Culturally, that is not the case. Yeah. Wow,
yes.
that's so big.
And it just took the sting out of that comparison, or just
mm-hmm.
kind of dissolved that comparison. Because
mm-hmm.
it's and then there's often just sort of a last line of defense against conditioning, which is just, you know, if you follow its train of envy thought, one of the logical results is like, well, wouldn't you rather be them? Why be you? Wouldn't you rather be them? And so I just go ahead and ask that out loud, like, would I rather be this person? And the answer is just always, oh, please, no. No,
absolutely
please, please.
Not. Yeah.
I love this guy. This is the guy I like. I'm going to stick with this guy. And that also helps dissolve it.
Well, it really does, which points at another, conditioned, for most people, unexamined Because now this might be offensive, and if it is, then you know somebody we can discuss it. But it's very difficult to be terribly rich and kind, empathetic, and generous. In fact, I would say those aren't possible. You cannot amass great fortune while being empathetic. In my world, that's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
So the question you're really asking is, would you want to be what's required
exactly,
to
yeah.
have that reward, in quotes, reward? And the answer is
yes.
No.
I
would
absolutely
not.
No.
I
yeah.
don't, yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be that yep. person. I want to be kind, empathetic, sympathetic, happy, grateful, and have all these other things. But I'm certainly not
yeah.
going to trade those for that. And
exactly.
then when we get to that
yeah,
point,
I mean,
we go, you know, I don't even really care about that other stuff.
Well, yeah, it's supposed, you know, like as it's supposed to kind of buy happiness or something. It's supposed
mm-hmm.
to lead, but I go, yeah, when it's like, well, rather than playing that game, I don't like that game. The game that I'm playing, that we're playing, is can we train ourselves to be happy and comfortable no matter what?
Yes.
Isn't that a cool, challenging, interesting,
yes.
difficult, rewarding
yeah.
game? Like, but that's the game I want to play. I want to
yes.
play the game
yes.
of can I practice to be comfortable wherever I go?
Yes, precisely. And not get talked into a conversation about if I had something that isn't here, I would be happier. I mean, that's
exactly.
just,
yeah.
we can just, when we say it out loud, we can just see the nonsense in that. You know, how do I know
yep.
that? It's not here. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Rob.
Well, thank you.
Take good care.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Rob.
Bye.
That was such an interesting and thoughtful discussion, Sherry, in terms of just the layers of envy and really the practice, right, to notice the process of lack and then to go to the antidote, which is sympathetic joy, and then to explore
mm-hmm.
that and through that exploration really hone in. We're doing it, there's nothing wrong with your retreat. So to hone in on that place which is unmet that is causing the envy, it's not that I lack what the other person has. What I really lack is the appreciation of what I'm doing.
Yes.
And, you know, that the ability to recognize the need is not pointing to the reward that conditioning points us to that is the result of, but here I am doing what I'm doing, and the lack is in being appreciated for it. And for
yes.
each of us, there's a way in which we can actually tune into what that is, which when it's met, removes the envy.
Yes, yeah. That's when we get to the place that Rob was describing. No, I want to be this person. You know, no, I want to be me. And the point that you're making, I want to be appreciated for being me. I don't want to,
yes.
you know, I don't want to live with voices who don't like or appreciate me.
That's right, and that's really the point.
Be somebody else.
That's right, and that's really what we get to is that the only reason that need is not getting met is because we're listening to something that's negating us, right? And
mm-hmm.
pointing off to, oh, that's the place that you need to be looking in order to be that, and that's
mm-hmm.
what you're not, and that way. And then really just to spend that time, that practice of deep looking to see what is it that is actually unmet here, and how can I offer that to the human being, remove dissatisfaction
mm-hmm.
in such magical ways?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I felt it with your description. It's just that shift, and
mm-hmm.
and we have everything that we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 It sort of brings me to tears, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and yes, and such gratitude because it's so simple. It's so zen, isn't it? I don't know if paradox is the word that describes it, but it's just, it's that that thing of you can't, it's right there in front of us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just can't see it until we see it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we see it, it's so clear and obvious. And before that, it is just, I mean, this conversation to most of the world would just sound like utter poppycock. Nonsense.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Just, what are those people smoking?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this is what I think my article, and maybe you were pointing to this, but what I was writing about is that when we look at the question from the perspective of the question, we actually, instead of looking for the answer, right, for the obvious, then we discover that place where we see what's missing, and in the seeing what's missing, we actually find what is not missing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a transformation of seeing, and that in itself is the answer.
Mhm. Mhm. And it feels magical.
And it feels magical. It feels magical because there it's all like something that wasn't there is suddenly there. It's because we weren't looking. You know, we were being deflected in our looking. And when the looking changes, then we can see what we need to see. It's just, I just love awareness practice.
Me too.
Yeah, it's
a good thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Carol in San Francisco.
Hello, Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Hello. I love that discussion. So what am I seeing about envy? Well, what came up for me was Salieri, who was, as the story goes, Mozart's sidekick, who desperately wanted to create music. And he worked so hard, and it just was mediocre. And then he would watch his friend Mozart just create music without seemingly even trying. So that was also my experience this weekend on something. So, well, as you know, I'm working on a video, and that's, and before I started, I made some recordings so that when I hit the wall, I would already have those. And so I did this weekend.
When you hit the wall that you knew you were going to hit, don't you love that? Isn't that much to be grateful for? Yeah,
it was. It was so much. Mm-hmm. So I hit a familiar technical problem, and I couldn't find help, and I kept throwing more ego at it, and it just wasn't breaking through. And then I was like, this is it. I really don't know what I'm doing, and everybody's going to know, and what am I wasting everybody's time for? And then I just sat quiet, and it was as though a mentor presence just said, and what are you hearing? And what I was hearing was, I should quit. And it's like, and as it didn't say anything, but it's like, remember the recordings, you know, that's what you're going to hear. So at that point, and then I felt like the mentor was saying, and what usually works? And the thought that came was, walk away, step away from the computer, and just go away. And it's exactly the right thing, because it's exactly not what ego conditioning is saying to do, which is throw more and get more frustrated and suffer more and throw the project away. And it was beautiful. I took the longest walk and just got to look at that. It was an envy. It's like, how come all these people can do this so easily, and it's so hard for me, and I have to work so hard at it, and it's what I love and want to do. But it was the exact same thing as Salieri. And when I sat there quiet, then another
then
voice
you,
could come in.
Then Mozart appeared.
Hopefully Mozart will appear.
Well, you know, that it's interesting with what you're saying, Carol, because, and of course we'll never know, but it's just an interesting little image to see. Is that the difference between those two? For the one fellow, it was competitive and efforting, and he was trying to get somewhere. He was, and I'm going to quote you forever, okay? He was, I project, throwing more ego at it. Right? And it didn't work. And what Mozart was doing was simply being, and it was coming through. And we all know those two places, right? And you just described them beautifully in that. So you were both, you know, both of those. And
exactly.
And so with Mozart, you know, the music came out, and we guess with you at some point the film is going to come out. And you know how that will happen. It will happen through being present and letting it unfold, not letting ego do its tantrums. Make it all about ego. Right? So in the
making it more about ego.
That's right. In the one, when the video is finished, it will be, life will get the credit.
Yeah.
Right?
Life will get the credit.
That's right. And what ego wants is to get the credit. And since it can't produce anything, it wants you to quit and be a failure.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. So quit and be a failure, and it can't produce anything. It's not creative.
That's right.
Ego is not creative.
Yes,
it doesn't have the life flow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
the
difference is it wants to, right? Which is what makes it such an envy place. It wants it wants to be able to do what life does, but it can't. It wants to do what life does while being separate from life.
Ooh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wants to do what life does, but be separate. I get it. Okay.
I was talking about the, you know, my favorite. If we use Judeo-Christian terms, it's the devil wanting to be God while being separate from God, to be like God, to do everything that God can do while being separate from God, while being itself. And it can't work. It just doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. And what a great opportunity when it's going on to see that, oh wow, I'm really identified with the struggling ego, and that just isn't gonna,
mm-hmm.
it's not gonna work. So step away from the computer, go away,
and you won't
let go.
And move into a place where the intelligence that animates is flowing through, the intelligence that can do the video perfectly. Beautifully, wonderfully, and you will be able to just be in awe of what life can do, which is where I suspect, I don't know if you can say we're meant to live, but it certainly is a beautiful place to live.
Oh, it is, it is. That's
mm-hmm.
where I want to be more and more.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I project, why you're doing this.
Exactly, exactly. Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. Oh, this is beautiful. It's beautiful to step away and let go, you know, because
it
was like, oh, it's gross out. It's like Poland in the winter here in San Francisco. Nobody's around. I can't find anybody. It's like, walk to the beach. Okay, walk, 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 walk. All these amazing things happened on the way that were just so simple, you know, and just like, why don't just let go more often?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, Carol, one more thing about it. It's twofold, right? It's your life and the video on parallel tracks.
So the
video is informing you about the transformation that's happening in you. So as you let go, it's created. And as it's created, you let go. And it's just moving along beautifully side by side there.
Oh, I love that. That's a great image. Thank you for that.
You're most welcome. Enjoy.
I will. You too. Have a great day, both of you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Carol.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Carol. Now, I'm having that experience, Sherry, of, you know, just being so moved that there are no words.
Because what dropped in for me is that quote from Hafiz, your separation from God, from love, is the hardest work in the world.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, and that place of...
All suffering.
It is.
Yeah.
Right. And that place of... the way you said it, I've never heard it said before. I've never heard you say it before, in the sense of that ego is really what is separate from God but wants to be God, and that's the source of envy.
Mm-hmm.
What life is doing. When we're identified with it, there is no ability for us to get that the intelligence that animates me.
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't have to be a separation from which I have to strive to be something that I already am.
Yeah, talk about an argument for just relax.
Right,
and that, what I already am.
Right, and that movement into creativity that you were just talking about with Carol, that everything that we work with producing is really just the dance of the transformation of knowing mm-hmm. ourselves as divinity and the surrender of what stands in the way of that. And to me, the ultimate is the acceptance of all of its Buddha nature, right? That there mm-hmm. is no Mozart and Salieri, but the music is all God.
Yes. Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
There's no judgment about it, you know, were you recognized or not recognized, but what came through you was divinity, and there was no question about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and the one is being able to step back and know its divinity and just enjoy the unfolding, and the other is to want to own it and strive for it and fight and tense up and cling and judge. And But the process is the same. The unfolding of life is the same. We either mm-hmm. say yes to it or say no to it. Identify
and to whatever it is.
Presence.
To whatever it is. You know, however mm-hmm. it comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everyone. We are at the end of the show. And
And we're lit up.
And we're lit up.
Everybody else is having a nice time.
The question today is, who in your life comes to mind when you consider anxiety? Record and listen.
Anxiety. All right. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Go happy. Treasure yourself.
Thank you.
Tomorrow.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.